He always entertains us in the morning.
So many testimonies come
that sometimes it is unreal to even read them all. This is my first time hearing this message. Okay, beloved, let's welcome our international church, our virtual church. I'm so thankful to everyone that is with us online. We love that you're here with us, and we're really happy. Guys, come on!
Хорошо. Как вы себя чувствуете?
Okay, how are you feeling? Good?
Отлично. Хорошо, мы пойдем с вами.
Okay, we will go into the word. I'll say this today.
Такая будет уникальная проповедь.
It'll be a very unique message. Because you know why? Because first of all, it will be for the mature spirit, for mature people. And secondary, this message will be like a test for you. How
ДНК мертвая или религия еще живет в тебе?
The DNA of religion is dead or is it still alive in you? So today you will check and recheck yourself. You know, it's good sometimes to test your spirit. You know, I will speak about a message probably.
Не преувеличивая, я еще не слышал.
I will not exaggerate, but I've not heard this before. I never read a book on it, and I tried to find some sort of material that deal with the things that I will share with you today. But I'll say this: I was not successful. So I love, you know, these exclusive moments, and I love to share about certain moments that no one discussed. There are messages that everyone talks about. You know which. Which one is the most talked about love that nobody even understands? You're with me? Okay, today we will talk about the other side of love. So, my message today is called Dead Seed.
I want to talk to you. You know, in the last days I started thinking and pondering on the fact that the Christians, why is it the Christians that are rising up right now are absolutely
without power, aggression, anointing, fire, glory of God, and we could go on and on with this list. You know, it was interesting for me, because Christianity continues to multiply and grow, right? It's true, right? It continues to multiply and grow. We continue doing crusades. Christians continue moving in big movements and directions. We continue building denominations. By the way, they open up. There's not less of them. There's more of these denominations. And what is this? It continues to multiply. But if you would look at the people that were calling themselves Christians 2,000 years ago and the children of God 2,000 years ago, it's completely different than what we see today. Everyone agrees. And the majority of denominations will agree with me, you know, through gnashing of teeth, that I'm correct. Because I love the fact that the Bible was not taken away, and we have an original where we can see how it used to be, and we'll say,
издательство автора.
The true words of the author, and how far we have departed from the truth of Christianity. Right now, I will warm up the engine, and we will go kind of from the side, and then we'll all go into the topic that I really want to share with you about. God said in the book of Genesis, remember? Let everything produce or make after its own kind. Notice this incident. Let everything multiply according to their kind. So birds continue being birds. They didn't get other body parts that they're not supposed to have, and fish is fish, trees are trees, but Christianity does not continue being Christians. It remained, yeah, they have the Christian name, but do you know what happened with us? Some sort of genetic evolution, if you really look at it. You're with me, right? I'm not turning on a lot of emotions, but really look from the side. Genetic evolution of Christianity. Some say, no, we hold on firmly to the faith of my fathers, and you shouldn't be alive, because if you'd hold on to the true faith of the fathers, all the fathers were martyred and destroyed. Burned at the stakes. Hello. So, apparently we're not holding on to the faith of our fathers. Maybe we're holding on to the faith of their fathers, but we're not holding on to the faith of true fathers of faith. And going on in this direction.
I was thinking, sometimes I could go very
far in my subconsciousness and ask God unique questions that He gives me unique answers to. Church, do you know why we don't have answers? Because we don't have time to sit down and ask God questions and now allow Him at least maybe 24 hours to answer. Not even saying anything, not reading anything, just ask Him a question and shut your mouth. Okay? And wait for Him to give you an answer. And believe me, 99.9% in my life, God gives me answers. The only that half percentage or part of percent is because that is the answer for your question. So I want you to understand that He will always answer, even the fact that He doesn't answer, sometimes He's an answer for your request, because you don't need any, so God does not need to answer. And you know, but going deeper into these moments and asking God questions, what happened with Christianity? What happened to the church? You know what's interesting? I was reading the Bible recently. I was sitting and just kind of going through the book, mostly in the New Covenant Testament. And you know what's interesting? I was caught up in this one thought. Here's Christ. Here He was born then. He died on the cross. All religion, spirit of religion is going against. Remember? They're totally against Him to destroy Him all the way till they kill them. But tell me, what in a period of time did the Spirit go hand in hand with Christianity? Now it not does not battle against Him. Now it's Him. For instance, here's Pharisees and whatever, all these elite people, I don't know their old names, and here's Christ and His children that are ready to die for their belief. Christ dies, they die, practically most of them besides John, and we understand, I'm not saying not with their own deaths, but they were, you know, killed or martyred, and we understand what happens here. Where is the spirit of religion not going against? But now He is Christian.
Okay?
He is now holding a Bible in His hands. When did it happen that the spirit of religion became Christian? You're with me? Where does it all begin? How was it that it mutated and survived? And now, yes, Pharisees, they're Pharisees. They are sitting over there, Orthodox, you know, or the other Orthodox Jews or whatever, or the other things that they do. They wear hats and they ride donkeys. There's many, many different denominations, and they say that's religion, but not us. We're Protestant religious individuals. We're other. Completely different. Tell me, where did it mutate?
Okay.
It's just a thought for you. Just think about it.
Who
infiltrated the spiritual DNA of the church? Why is it does not create after her own kind? Right now we're going to talk about the kind of Christians. Do you know that how far I go and then I totally lose it? I think maybe third or fourth generation and then I lose it in there. John the Baptist, Jesus Christ, His disciples, and I get to Stephen and Paul. It's the disciples of the disciples, the next step, and that's it. And the DNA is diluted. And then it is reborn in small moments a couple hundreds of years ago. You understand what I'm saying? It is reborn in Protestant movement. It is reborn over there through Germany. And then it's so unique. According to the history, you can see all of this. But right now, what we're going to talk about is that element of DNA that was taken out from the church. And I understood by taking out that element of the DNA, turn the church into a tolerant, or should I say this, harlot. By choosing and picking my words correctly, she has turned into something that, because of tolerance or love of Christ, it is laying herself down for everyone because of love. Why should we shake or do things over here? We have to be friends with everyone. The Lord has called us to peace. Okay? Right now we're going to talk about that peace that Jesus was talking about and John the Baptist, what Peter and Paul and Stephen were talking about. We will talk about
the peace that they were talking about, because we have all this information in our ears by this religious elite that we totally don't even understand the very core of Christianity. I'm speaking calmly, and for you it's probably a shock. When I speak calmly, I shock people. Oh, wow, look at that message today. Today was so peaceful and calm. Don't worry, I will shift gears soon. Hold on. We are right now in the first gear. So, why is it that she no longer produces her kind? Why is it that we see the church that gives birth to religious hybrids that outside of power, glory, strength, and zeal of God, and hunger of God? Where is it? Ooh, okay. Somewhere there we lost some sort of chromosome. Somewhere along the way, and now our ears, church could be just about anything upon this earth. For instance, church can be anything that calls itself a church. Wonderful, right? That's a dilemma. What is a church? You see, it says church. And over there, it could be demons, but if it's called church, it's a church, and I cannot go against it. Hold on. If something is called a dog, it doesn't say that it's a dog. Sometimes I see our dogs that genetics were mixed into. They don't have legs. They're short, small like this. They practically crawl. And that, for instance, called Dotson. Tell me, can you call that a dog? For instance, you say, go get the stick, and the dog says, I'm swimming on the floor. In other words, you can't take that dog hunting, she can't protect the house, you'd have to take the dog out of the house if there's a fire. You know, that dog's not going anywhere. The dog, that's not that right dog. Know what a dog is, for instance, like a wolf.
That's what
smells, that hunts, what is dangerous, amen? That is why with us in our... In our daily life, what we see is we have these words. For instance, I have a doggy. No, it's not a dog. It is a toy for entertainment. She doesn't have much of dog's DNA left in it. Yes, it barks. It kind of looks like a dog. There are many different breeds that they can't have. Puppies, you have to do artificial insemination. What am I saying? That's not a dog. Those are just toys for our enjoyment, you understand? And this is something that kind of happened with our great church. We have been adapted. You know that word, adapted. Make sure that we can handle the home life. Life. Now, church does not bite, does not scream, does not die, she lives and grows and continues singing, for instance, like this. We're waiting for a Savior to come. We're not doing anything, we're just waiting when our Savior will come. Okay?
Okay.
That's a completely different
message.
And we're waiting.
Church
was not born to wait. Where does it say wait? It says go and conquer. You're with me? The gates of hell will not prevail. That means something needs to be done with those gates so that they will not stand.
That means minimum раскачивать.
Means at least shake them, or maximum throw a bomb in them, whatever. The gates will not fail. That means something has to be done with the gates, at least attack the gates. We're not attacking the gates. We can live next door to hell. The main thing is for us not to be for them not to throw garbage at us. Church right now is nice. Yeah, we're trying to get a little bit of, we can't even call it anger, not holy rage or whatever. We just kind of get upset a little bit. And that even happens inside. Oh, it was so bad today. You didn't even say it because you can't even say it. You thought of it in your mind.
This
is all that has remained from aggression that was in Christ and in everyone, beginning with our Heavenly Father. Look.
Абсолютно лишены огня, силы.
We're absolutely without fire, power, true Christianity.
Духовное, настоящее христианское духовное семя изгажено.
Christian seed has been perverted. The DNA of the church has been changed. That is why
то, что должно рождать чемпионов-победителей, рождает змей и скорпион.
It gives birth to the snakes and scorpions. And yeah, we call it Christianity. Yeah, it's a dog. So what if it cannot give birth herself? We will help her. So what if Christians do not defend anything? They shouldn't be defending. Christians don't really need teeth. They just suck everything. You know? One time I was watching, I was catching fish. I was catching for a nice fish, and then I received this sucker fish. You see, he has this huge mouth. Lips. You can paint, put lipstick on them.
And
you could stick your fingers into his mouth, take the hook out. All that he does, he sucks. He cannot bite. It's a fish, but not really a fish. He can't even bite you or swallow you.
How
can, in order to bite or swallow something, you need the biting reflex. And if you have no teeth, you don't have that reflex. So this is what Christianity does. It kind of sucks milk. It is born called the church. For milk, for instance. Why do you need teeth? Why do you need aggression? You need just good suction things. You saw the pastor, attach yourself to him, and like that for the rest of your life, sheep. Okay? You're always
thinking.
And if you will get start teething and bite the pastor right away, they will file those teeth down and say, no. That does not happen in the Church of Christ. No. All what happens here is we don't have teeth. Everything is just sucking motion. That's it. By the way, that is why
напрямую сказать, кого они слушают, что они
these
любят.
People, or,
и они прячутся.
You know, they can't say really who they listen and, and what they do for real in the face, because when if it comes to discussion, and what they're going to do is just going to embrace each other in the love of Christ with holy kisses. You'll get this whole row to get the holy kisses going. Lord have mercy. With women, all the women start welcoming each other with a holy embrace. So what happens is the church is just full of suckers. They think, Andre, isn't it dangerous for you to come out in our time into ministry? I said, what? In our days, anyone is could be anything. At that time, back in the day, they had some sort of aggression that even killed back in the day. They don't even have teeth to bite me. Imagine, 8 years, I smack them and smack them. And no one can make a quality punch at me, you know?
Брат, ты аккуратно, а то три, а то засос будет. Ты смотришь на это христианство?
You see this Christianity thinking, what is this?
Опасно?
Dangerous? Dangerous?
Быть засосанным?
To be just sucked in from him.
Кому последний раз говорили, у тебя или жизнь, или смерть?
Maybe you said if it's death or, or life.
Тебя братским советом
засосали. We with our elders.
Ты больше не качественный сосун в нашей
семье. You're no longer a quality sucker amongst us.
У тебя начали зубы расти.
You get teeth.
Ты не хороший.
You're bad.
Окей, хорошо. Дальше.
We dealt with all these suckers.
I tell you the truth,
in our days, you can say whatever. And no one can go against
you.
They can do something from like, you know, from hiding, and it's not really dangerous. It's not an attack that's in the open, and they're just sitting there and saying, no, it's not me that did it. I didn't do it. We didn't know anything.
Oh,
if they could ask us, we would give them our buildings.
Не надо.
No, thank you.
Боже, упаси
Lord
от этого
have mercy
ДНК.
From that okay. DNA.
Итак, настоящее христианское духовное семя изгажено, поэтому выходить в служение можно сейчас в церковь. Честно говоря, не опасно, проверил. Все проверил и говорю, не опасно, все, на что можешь рассчитывать, это засос братства.
Expect is just bad mouthing of the elders,
это все, на что ты можешь рассчитывать, и это будет глубина атаки.
And that will be the depth of the attack.
Это все, они подстерегут тебя, и всем братским советом.
That's all they're gonna do, because they don't have to.
Смотри.
Look.
Поэтому то, что должно быть чемпионом,
what's supposed to give birth to champions, gives birth to snakes and scorpions. Let's look at the seat of the church where Jesus Christ gave birth to. Let's look at this one fragment of the life of Stephen.
Acts 6:8.
We'll go through other scriptures because before he was martyred, he gave him a story, all the beginning all the way with Adam. You can read that story at home.
So,
now Stephen, full of grace, divine blessing and favor and power, strength and ability. Imagine, there was John the Baptist, then Jesus Christ, then
there were disciples,
and disciples anointed Stephen as a completely different generation, a minimum of four steps.
И вот он стоит,
and
Stefan,
here he's standing, he's the fourth step. Can you imagine?
He has
so much DNA of God inside of him. Look.
Stefan,
now, Stephen, full of grace, divine
blessing
and flavor and power and strength and ability, worked great wonders and signs, miracles among the people. However, some of those who belong to the synagogues of the freedmen, the Jewish slaves, as it was Cyrenians and Alexandrians and those from Cilicia and the province of Asia, arose and undertook to debate and dispute with Stephen. But they were not able to resist the intelligence and the wisdom and the inspiration of the Spirit with which and by whom he spoke. So they secretly instigated, instructed men to say, we have heard this man speak using slanderous and abusive and blasphemous language against Moses and God. Thus they incited the people as well as the elders and the scribes, and they came upon Stephen and arrested him and took him before the council. And they brought him forward false witnesses who asserted that this man never stopped making statements against the sacred place and the law of Moses. For we have heard him say that Jesus of Nazareth will tear down and destroy this place, that will alter the usage which Moses transmitted to us. And all who sat in the council, as they gazed intently at Stephen, saw that his face had appearance of the face of an angel. At the end of chapter 6, we're going to chapter 7, verse 51. So 7:51, this is where he tells him the story, how everything was happening, and here he gets to the point, it's like the very core of the story. 7:51, he tells to the Pharisees, you stubborn and stiff-necked people, still heathen and uncircumcised in the hearts and ears, you're always actively resisting the Holy Spirit, as your forefathers did as well, so you will do. Which of the prophets did your forefathers not persecute, and they slew those proclaimed beforehand the coming of the righteous one, whom you not have betrayed and murdered, you who received the laws, it was ordained and set in order and delivered by angels, and yet you did not obey it. Now, upon hearing these things, the Jews were cut to the heart and infuriated, and they grounded their teeth against Stephen, but then he was full of the Holy Spirit and controlled by him, gazed into heaven and saw the glory, the splendor, majesty of God, and Jesus standing at God's right hand, and he said, look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at God's right hand. But they raised a great shout and put their hands over their ears and rushed together upon him, and you know the story. Stephen went to Jesus. Beloved, again I tell you this. This is what it means to be the child of God. We will go a little bit further in there. Do you know, Stephen, he is the fourth generation from John the Baptist. We'll start with John the Baptist, because some people say, read something closer to what was happening in the Old Covenant. Stephen, look,
This is who church gave birth to, church of Christ. This is the clean DNA. You hear me, church? This is who church of Christ gave birth to. They're not sitting there calmly, quietly. You hear me?
Stephen,
you know, you think that he didn't know that these couple of aggressive words towards these people, that they were just going to approve of him? He knew that he was going to die. Beloved, I encounter people right now that are afraid to even think something against dead sect. They're afraid. They say, I don't even want to deal with it. The Lord is the judge. You know what? The Lord does deal with these individuals through his people, because you cannot get enough bravery and zeal to speak so everyone can hear. The children of God have no opportunity to hear the other side of the truth. You hear me? And you're sitting there and say, who am I? And who is he? Who is Jesus? Who is Paul and Peter? Who is John the Baptist? Same people like you. You understand? Yes, Jesus Christ was divine. He was the Son of Man as well as the Son of God. But everything that he did, we have to do. And I believe that we right now live in the time and age of restoration of DNA. You're waiting for revival? God will not give you before the restoration of the DNA. Because the church is not able to take this out onto the global revival, as we call it, or movement, without teeth. You understand? Because as soon as the move starts, the ones that will stand for this movement have to rise up. They have to rise up and protect it. And if they have to, even die for the move of God. You understand? What in Slavic nation, we usually don't see it. In practical, it will not happen. Maybe in the Middle East, you might have problems like this. But I'm sorry. Not in our countries. So, it's interesting, where are these Stephens? Tell me, where are they at? Where? That was back in the day. Right now, the time is even better. Right now, it is time to encounter Christ's church. Right now, the time has come to gather the harvest. But because the DNA of church is not restored, we, from our genes, aggression was taken out. The spirit of a lion has been taken out. All these things were taken out, the things that they had. We can't do much. Do you know what I've noticed? As soon as some sort of period after fourth or fifth generation, aggression was taken out of the church. And tolerance was everywhere. Love. That's what they call love. Beloved, Stephen spoke with love, but it was that love that we do not understand right now. You understand what I'm saying? It was completely different love. Look. Why is it the church of the last days does not create or give birth to these champions? Because we cannot create the things that we in our DNA do not carry. If the daddy is a brunette and your mother is a brunette, I guarantee you most likely will not have blondes. And if you will have a blonde, then somewhere in the genealogical line, or you might have something. So, if in your bloodline you didn't have it, it cannot be imparted. Look what church gives birth to. And according to that, you can see what is church. But you know what? Not only certain things were taken out of us, but we have been certain things have been added. For instance, drinking alcohol is normal in our days. It's all good. Just a little bit, it's all good. For Christ, hallelujah. In our days, it's normal to sin, to flirt. In our days, no one even pays attention at this stupidity. So many things have been added to the church. Believe me, this message is not about that. But what I'm saying were the things that happened. Certain things were taken out, and certain things were added. And now, you know,
какие были раньше дни,
представляешь? Ты сказал проповедь,
и это была твоя последняя.
You'd say a message, and that was your last message. This is why I always say, watch what you say, because who knows?
И вы знаете,
and you know,
Мне вот интересно, где оно? Сейчас мы пойдем с вами в другую часть проповеди. Смотри, почему церковь в последнее время не производит личностей? Ответ очень простой. Церковь не производит, потому что она не может произвести то, чего нет в ее ДНК. Из ДНК церкви Христа была выведена агрессия. И даже это слово DNA сейчас будоражит твое религиозное ДНК. Even this word
goes against your religious mind. Aggression is bad.
Знаете, нам даже никогда, мы с вами никогда, можете представить, что в нашей голове сейчас меня как Бог начал проводить и оценивать этот
When God was taking me through the process of disconnection from this realm and this age, I was shocked by the things that were in me came from that spirit. I needed years of deliverance.
I was shocked то, что из нас слово, вот смотрите, христиане, я говорю слово агрессия. Я вам говорю, гарантирую, у вас больше всего, больше процентов к этому слову ненависти.
You see this word as a negative. You have aggression towards aggression.
Почему? Потому что на подсознании в ДНК нас сами не учили об агрессии. Мы в ДНК не хотим, мы избегаем ее. Кто-то понимает? Мы избегаем. Почему? Откуда это взялось? И я, знаете, я начал... Я читаю Библию.
I read the Bible.
До бытия,
from the Genesis to the Revelation. Aggression, aggression, aggression. Righteous aggression. Not misunderstanding, please. Not aggression that destroys, but aggression that defends. Aggression that speaks to the Pharaoh. Aggression that cleans out the Lord's house. That speaks to
aggression.
Where is it?
Anima.
It's not there. Why is it not here?
Because
it's easier to live this way.
And if someone is aggressive,
you know, I'm a phenomenon in our time. Some say he's too aggressive. Listen, I am totally normal. They took out your spine and now you're an embryo.
Беспозвоночное кусок
Spineless
мяса,
piece of meat that can't even bite when you even have to bite.
Вы знаете, что у человека,
you know that a man,
человека,
the best man, the most nicest man, on subconscious level, I'm not talking about his spirit and soul. In your body, you have an instinct of survival, self-preservation. I've seen people that never even heard a fly. But as soon as they start fighting for their lives, it was something, wow, you had to watch it and see it. Aggression is in us. Physically, no one physically took it out. If someone starts jumping us, of course, we're going to react against us. But from the spirit DNA, aggression was taken out. Everything that even reminds us of aggression, this word is illegal in the church now. It has been forbidden. No one says it, no one wants to hear it, never sees it. What we say is love, 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 tolerating, and love, 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 tolerance, love, love, love.
Love.
True love has aggression and also... How many of you were raising up your children and you have aggression and correctness? And we're not talking about anger here. Anger is uncontrollable emotion. Aggression is emotions that are directed wisely into a certain area. You understand? Aggression is emotions that I wisely concentrate and direct. But here I am putting a child upon my knees and saying, you know how Jesus said, do not prevent the children from coming to me. And here he gets up and says, woe to you. Aggression is not anger. Do not confuse anger and aggression. Completely different things. We should be free from spirit of anger, but Christian, godly aggression has to come into back into the DNA because we will not see the new generation. We will never impart the things that we don't have. We have to raise up a generation that will be able to be ready to die for the kingdom of God. They will defend everything and give everything away for the kingdom of God. And I know that these people are rising up. I see them. I hear them when I go. I encounter them and I see in their eyes, in the eyes of these people, true aggression of heaven. They will no longer live like that. That's true aggression. I will get many, many letters and you hear them every Sunday. Beloved, listen.
Итак,
so,
Нас научили бояться агрессии, нас
научили избегать всеми силами. Агрессия — это всего лишь протест. My beloved Protestant, are you with me? Aggression is protest.
Это не протест.
It's not that you don't agree, that's speaking your opinion.
Это абсолютно нетолерантная позиция. Это значит, агрессия показывает,
aggression shows
что ты на чем-то
that
основан,
you are based upon
something,
and
собираешь.
You will not give this to anyone.
Папа, мама, какие бы добрые не были
your
сейчас.
Fathers, mothers, no matter how nice you are, if someone comes from the street and starts, you know, or stealing your child, where is this love?
Что?
And next thing is going to go.
Ты
you're going to say, what?
You
will run and you will fight,
не думая,
not even thinking. It will be subconscious. This has to come back into the church. This has to return into the DNA of Christianity. I will confirm it all through the scripture because some people sit there and their spiritual ears not hear it because we've been taught to run away from these things. Why is it that we will never get to know what true love is? Because we don't want to know what aggression is, because it is impossible to know what hot is if you don't know what cold is. But you don't get it. It's deep. This is deep. You will never
что такое горячее, не познать, что такое холодное, оно для тебя будет
is.
Просто
you, it will
вода.
Just be water.
Но как только
but as soon as you have comparison, you'll say, oh, there's a difference. So to know what true love is, you need to know what true aggression is. You'll never know what true love is. It's just playing games like this otherwise. It's compromise. This is what church is called love. This is it, right here. Tolerance, compromise, that's it. Look. I believe this is just my thoughts.
I'm just sharing the things that I am thinking about, and I believe that these thoughts maybe will bring someone. Maybe someone here will. See,
some people think, "Lord, I need anointing." No, listen, you don't need anointing. You have a lot of anointing already. What you need is aggression to defend your
anointing. You lack
aggression to enter into your
hope.
You lack.
Aggression to
turn others away and say, this is my position.
Очень часто тебе не тон, тебе нужно абсолютно другой элемент.
What you need is absolutely different element, and as soon as that element returns into my, it returned into my DNA, the Lord has returned me for many years. This is why I'm so strange from the side. When he restored this element in me, I felt protection. You don't even understand. I felt that my spirit is protected because, you know, when I feel protection, when I have an angry dog at home, you understand, right? It's not that what swims on the carpet. He's in one room and his ears are in the other room. You know, the dog is not here yet. We're not talking about those breeds.
Я говорю, когда у тебя настоящий. Мы разводили доберманов. Я знаю, что такое доберман. Он улыбается, ты думаешь, эта тварь сейчас тебя сожрет.
The biggest dog ever.
У него лицо такое. Не зли его, окей? Понимаешь, и ты понимаешь, ты спишь спокойно, когда в твоем доме, дорогие мои, мой дом, слушай сюда, спит спокойно, когда в моем доме не зло, не какая-то ненависть, а настоящая агрессия. Я живу в мире и в покое. Как только кто-то хочет коснуться моего имущества, вот здесь, ты понимаешь, отсюда, сразу, кто-то понимает, да, что
я говорю?
И поэтому развелось. Кто угодно залез в тебя.
Look at everything that's happening. People go and take out whatever they want. They do whatever they want in there. And they say, oh, the Lord has called us to peace. Yeah, it will. You just open the windows, let all this stuff out of there.
У тебя там только кто-то посягает на твою позицию, на твою лидера, на твою церковь, на твою мышление. Ты должен сразу там оттуда должна выпрямить любовь.
Love has to come out.
Мы пьем чай.
We're drinking
Marina,
tea.
Okay?
Marina, okay?
We're drinking tea.
I tell you this, no one will then go and try to take things out of you, at least the ones that were drinking tea with you. They understood, that's it. There's a certain line that we do not cross.
Есть четкая линия, есть агрессия, line. Духовная, Божья агрессия. Я вам честно говорю, об этом никто не проповедовал. Вот
this.
Почему
no
для вас это
революция. This is why it's a revolution for you.
Нужно об этом никто не учит.
This, because no one teaches on this.
Нас учат сюсюкаться.
They teach us just to just baby everyone around. No one teaches us to protect our position. No one teaches us the real aggression if you have to bark or even growl. I'm speaking as an example, not an actual act. Someone comes and goes, what is this? What is that? What is this? What is that? What is going on? There's supposed to be someone, the Lord of the house, that will say, get out of here. You understand? This is like religion. The brothers, the elders, they say, microphones are all, it has to be there, this has to be like that. I think I'm going to break things, but because I'm lording over the house, no, I'm kidding. And so the brotherhood people come and they make chaos in your house. Don't listen to him. You're with me? Don't worry, if we'll break it, we'll buy more. Brother, why act this way? We're waiting for our Savior to come. They have the right to for aggression, but not you, right? You have no right to be aggressive. You're just sheep. You sit there and baa. And only when we tell you.
Да, и пой.
Yeah, and sing
вот этот псалом.
This song.
Не-не-не-не-не-не.
No.
Я так скажу, в моем
I'll
доме
say this. In my house, that will not happen in my house.
И те, кто со мной общаются чаще, чем другие, они знают меня.
More often than others, they know me, okay?
Я не дам прикоснуться к моей семье,
I will not allow
физической семье.
Anyone to touch my physical family, and God knows my heart, I will not allow anyone to touch my spiritual family.
Никто не коснется меня лично,
no one personally will touch me, the things that are in me, that have been placed there by God. This is where I protect it. You can give me advice, but most likely, I tell you this, I will listen, but I will probably do the things that I think that I should be doing. So when you're advising, have this understanding that your advice might not be accepted, and it cannot be accepted by individuals that know what to do, not someone who's just eating an occasional bottle of milk. Tolerance is one of the biggest weapons of the devil in the religious system of our age. You understand what I'm saying, beloved? Can't even imagine what sort of monster that is. Can't even imagine what monster that is. The last days, what I see by talking to masses of people is this dirty tolerance and compromise that is called love.
I don't get it. Where?
How does it even happen? How do those things mix together? We will read about love that the Bible tells us, okay? I'll read to you four generations as a minimum how the love would impart. I will read at least four incidents out of the Bible. And by the way, even the old Russian translation translated this correctly, which I'm shocked. Even back in the day, they translated it correctly. Everyone that I read about in the Bible, all church, everyone that were partnering with heaven, they had this element of aggression. Even Moses, that was, Bible says, quieter than water, there was no more humble of a man than Moses. And then when he was coming out of Egypt, look what happened to Egypt, everything that is left in Egypt. He was this great, peaceful guy. And Moses says, I'm here for missions. You came, it was good, now you left, look what happened to our country. They did not want to do the good, peaceful
one.
Dad told to Pharaoh, let my people go. You did not want to do it the nice way. I gave you warnings. I gave you chances. The most humble man on earth gave you chances. You're with me?
Кратчайшая душонка пришла и сказала тебе, тебе дали раз, тебе дали два.
Ну, слушай,
елки-палки.
Come on.
Ну, наши лимиты исчерпаны.
We have
limits. И потом все. Начиная не только от жаб, которые квакали. Египет был покрыт смертью, церковь. И это был Бог и Моисей, которые приводили агрессию в движение. Вы здесь? А ты скажешь, Новый Завет, о,
you'll say, New Covenant. Oh, New Covenant?
Там и умирали.
They would die there and go blind. Ananias and Sapphira.
У нас эти места из ДНК вырезаны. Церковь, давайте очнемся и вернемся туда, кто мы. Будем
охранять. Who we are? Let's protect it. You'll say, oh, you're angry. No, I'm not angry. I'll embrace you and kiss you on your cheek. I'm aggressive to the spirit that came out of hell to attack my family, my spiritual family, the things that Lord gave birth to me. And I'm sorry, but here the dog will bark. Let's be a little bit quieter. Who are you? Goodbye. I'm, by the way, is a very nice guy. Believe me.
В моем доме пес знает, кто свой. Знаете, да?
You know this.
Он знает, кого можно пустить без проблем.
In my house, for instance, the dog knows who to let in.
So
in the Bible, I don't see tolerance. We will go through these scriptures in the Bible, and I just want to for you to understand this in your spirit and to restore this. And right now, you even have an opportunity to check yourself on the scale of aggression. If you have just a little bit of it, or it is reborn in you, and you say, oh, yeah, finally, I hear that my spirit wants to return. This is what I do right now.
Агрессия Иоанна Крестителя. Вот начнем с Иоанна
John the Baptist.
Все эти личности,
by the way, all these individuals that we talk about, they were not planning on doing all of this together. They lived in different time. They were in different situations, but they had the same spirit.
So,
Matthew 3:6.
Читайте или следите за мной. Агрессия Иоанна Крестителя от Матфея 3:6.
John the Baptist and his aggression.
Они признавались в грехах, то есть Иоанн
Креститель, and they were baptized
в реке Иордан.
In the Jordan,
увидев,
by him confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee and escape from the wrath and indignation of God against disobedience that is coming? Bring forth fruit that is consistent with repentance, lest your lives prove your change of heart. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham for our forefathers,' for I tell you, God is able to raise up descendants for Abraham from these stones. And already the axe is laying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." This is John the Baptist covering them with love. Our religion would say, baptize them. They came, right? They're sitting on your rows. They made that step forward towards you. Now you take a step forward to them. Why is it that you're just so aggressive and speaking like this and knocking their teeth out? Don't do that, John. The Lord has called us to peace. We're waiting for our Savior to come. What else do they sing?
О, мы аллилуйя вас поем, потому что ни хрена не можем.
And we'll sing hallelujah because we can't do anything else.
И мы ждем, когда спаситель наш придет.
And we continue waiting for our Savior to come.
Надо спасать людей.
You need to save people, not just wait.
Спаситель, спаси нас.
The Lord save us.
Такого христианства.
From this Christianity.
Смотри.
Look.
Агрессия Иисуса Христа. Ну, об этом уже Christ можно
aggression.
Реально не говорить, но скажу
really,
для тех, кто может все-таки еще не понял,
need to
о чем
say it, but
речь
I will say it for those that
Итак,
don't know exactly what is happening. So this is a small scripture, because we're running out of time. Aggression from Jesus Christ. Matthew
23:29.
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, pretenders, hypocrites. I love the new translation. He was picking at them right here. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, pretenders, hypocrites, for you build tombs for the prophets and decorate the monuments of the righteous, saying, if we have lived in the days of our forefathers, we would not have aided them in shedding the blood of the prophets. Thus you are testifying against yourself that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. In other words, Jesus said, you are the DNA. Look what Jesus is saying. Fill up then the measure of your father's sin to the brim. You serpents, you spawn of vipers. Oh, look at the love from Christ. How can you escape the penalty to be suffered in hell? Because of this, take notice, I am sending you prophets and wise men, interpreters and teachers and scribes. Some of them you will kill, even crucify, and some of you will flog in your synagogues and pursue and persecute them from your town to town. Here's another splash of love. Why is that anointing Jesus about this? Why don't they say, talk about this? Unique. Let's read Peter's aggression. Next generation. Book of Acts 4:9. If we are being put on trial here today and examined concerning a good deed done to benefit a feeble, helpless cripple, by what means this man has been restored to health, let it be known and understood by all of you and by the whole house of Israel that in the name and through the power and authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, and in him and by means of him, this man is standing here before you well and sound in body. This Jesus is the stone which was despised and rejected by you, the builder, but which has become the head of the cornerstone. And the salvation is in through no one else, but for there is no other name under heaven given among men by in which we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness and unfettered eloquence of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and untrained in the schools, they marveled that they recognized that they had been with Jesus. They say, okay, we get it. It's that DNA. Right away, they discern. Another scripture, according to the words of Peter, Ananias and Sapphira died. They covered them with love. Well, forgive. They still brought you the money, Pastor. Just forgive them. This is our churches right now. He says, I could care less for your money. What I care about is the fact that you are lying. You're liars. He says, that's it? That's it. And they brought out the other one, the husband and wife. And then Paul said, by finishing up this message, brothers and sisters, you can't lie. And I'm sure truth was prevailing. You understand what I'm saying? Truth. To the point where they would confess the smallest of things. And when Peter, I'm sorry, it was Peter, when he talked to someone and asked him a question, says, are you sure? Listen, you were fishing, right? Right? What fish did you catch? What size was it?
You know,
there would be truth about fishing, about many things. He was also a fisher. You know, people would come and talk to him about many things, and I'm sure that they would remember, oh, a couple of individuals in the Church of Christ that the love of God covered them, and they decided they probably say the truth so we don't have the same thing that happened to us.
Okay?
That's tolerance. This is aggression. Let's read Paul's aggression. Look. Acts 13:6.
When they had passed through the entire land of Cyprus, as far as Paphos, they came upon a certain Jewish wizard or sorcerer, a false prophet named Bar-Jesus. He was closely associated with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, who was an intelligent and sensible man of sound understanding. He summoned to him Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the wise man, for that is the translation of his name, opposed them, seeking to keep the proconsul from accepting the faith. I love what sort of love Paul will use this love to speak to them. You all know where we're heading with this. But Saul, who is also called Paul, filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit, let's underline been filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit, not anger, not bitterness, not some other not good feeling, but he was full of and controlled by the Holy Spirit, so the Spirit knew what he was doing. So let's read on. I understand it's not really popular. And we'll read this in a normal translation. And said, he looked steadily at Elymas and said, you master, he didn't say, go away, you bad. No, that didn't happen. Elymas said, oh, brother, do not prevent me from evangelizing. What? Look how he was talking to him. And Paul was really crafty with his words. Look, let's read on. And then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit, looked steadily at Elymas and said, he didn't say, oh, brother, you're going against these rules and regulations. Please go away. May the Lord forbid you, the Lord that we don't know, forbid you. Now we're in a process. We're in a process of getting to know him. What? Let's read on. And said, he looked at him. There's Paul preaching, and here someone is blabbing and complaining. And then Paul said, turns around, looks at him, and look what he says. I'm sure it wasn't like in peace. Let's go to the side. Let's talk on the side. No. He looked at him and said, you master in every form of deception and recklessness, unscrupulousness and wickedness, you son of the devil. I tell you, he had some words. Look at the words he was using. We should repeat the scripture. Look, look, look. You master in every form of deception and recklessness, unscrupulousness and wickedness, you son of the devil, you enemy of everything that is upright and good. Will you never stop preventing and making crooked the straight paths of the Lord and plot against his saving purpose? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind, unable to see the sun for a time. Instantly there fell upon him a mist and a darkness, and he groped about seeking persons who would lead him by hand. This is another element of love. I'm serious. I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit to come upon me. It will be a good day. Or something, oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. He's already, look at what he's saying. Now we need the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit will come and fill me. I wish the same thing for you, for the Holy Spirit to fill you. Look. Will you never stop preventing and making crooked the straight paths of the Lord and plotting against his saving purpose? Then proconsul believed, became a Christian.
You know,
right away this message turned into like a positive thing. I love positive endings to the stories. You know, some people say, you'll be aggressive, people will see it, and they will never come to Christ. I think it's completely opposite. Look, for instance, with like the proconsul, he looked at him and said, hey, look at what he just did to this wizard guy. Before, this guy wasn't too bad. It was written that he was hanging out with him. Apparently, he drove in his limousine. He said, wow, he was complaining and grumbling, look what happened to him now, he's blind, he can't see. Then proconsul decided, I think I should become a Christian. Who knows really what's going to happen now? What if I tell him come tomorrow? Maybe I'll be together blind with this guy. Embracing, because we're both blind. Then the proconsul believed, became a Christian when he saw what has occurred, for he was astonished and deeply touched at the teachings concerning the Lord and from him. He says, I believe, that's it, I believe. You think your aggression will scare someone, it will prove. It will be proof that God is with you. It will prove that you have a backbone. It will prove that you have a spine and you can't stand firm for the things that you believe in and what you're based upon. Amen? May the Lord return heavenly aggression back to us. Let the Holy Spirit fill us periodically. Like, amen?
In the last scripture, aggression
of Stephen that we read a little bit earlier, it's out of Acts chapter
7.
You stubborn, verse 51, you stubborn and stiff-necked people, still heathen and uncircumcised in the heart and ears, you are always actively resisting the Holy Spirit, as your forefathers were, so you are, and so you do. Which of the prophets did your forefathers not persecute? And they slew those who proclaimed beforehand the coming of the righteous one, whom you now have betrayed and murdered? You who receive the law as it was ordained and set in order and delivered by angels, and yet you did not obey it? Isn't it time to turn on for us to become aggressive and passionate and take our stand? You know, we're all together. In the same place, and I ask you, protect yourself, protect your home and your own territory of your life. Let's read about the aggression of God. It's in the out of the Old Testament. You do not stumble upon God if He's in a bad mood.
Агрессия Бога. Исайя 63:5. Я смотрел, но не
Isaiah 65:5.
Удивлялся. Мне так нравится, Богу удивительно. Удивлялся, что не было мне ни от кого поддержки, но гнев мой поддержал меня и дал мне силу, чтобы спасти мой народ. Ты слышишь, что написано? Дорогие мои, это настолько место извращено в религиозном переводе в синоде, ты даже этот смысл уничтожил. Я еще раз прочитаю, слушайте снова перевод. Я смотрел, но не находил помощника и удивился, что не было мне ни
Who says, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am set apart for you. From you, I sanctified you. These are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day. Behold, it is written before me. I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will repay into their bosom. Both your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers, says the Lord. And so the Lord God was, there are times when He would become aggressive, and so this is just an example here. And so what happened was the religious leaders, they pulled out the tea out of so to speak, out of their people. So the people are just mere sheep, and everybody has to stay quiet and just love on everybody. And yes, if we permit you, you know, because these religious, this religious mafia likes to tell you what to do. You know, they take scriptures out of its context and not understand what the real essence of the scripture. They speak it and teach it in errorsome ways. And so being aggressive, they attack, say they attack you and tell you, well, you don't need this, you don't need that, you don't need this. And then you quietly say, yeah, take it. We all need to be spiritually healed. This point here, we're discussing aggression and passion. There's so many scriptures that point to this, that there is a term in the Bible, aggression is part of scripture, and it was like that before the DNA was touched, and so this has to come back, but this is how God created us.
And so the church has to be healed and completely be restored back to the original DNA. And what will happen? There will be a battle with people that have teeth. People that will stand up and be like, I'm not stepping back, this is ours, we're taking this back. And we cannot afford to sit on the side any longer. You are going to pay, have to pay the price. And we pray this prayer that God would raise up not only those that come to God, but those that would be restored back to original DNA, people that can actually birth, you know, the next generation of lions. Please raise your hands and just close your eyes. In your heart, pray to God. Restore in me a holy aggression. What was in you, and that same aggression that was in the disciples, restore it in me. God, we are calling upon the DNA of the champions. We're calling them to this earth and believing that the real DNA of God is being restored in the earth. Ask Him right now, restore God, restore what was originally in your children. Not only ready to receive what God wants to give, but I'm also ready to guard what God gives. No religious structure will touch what God put into me. You can call me whatever you want, but I will guard.